An extraordinary week in Cuba that began with the first U.S. president visiting the island in nearly 90 years and ending tonight with a free concert in Havana by a band that feels like they've been around for 90 years, the Rolling Stones. They'll be in front of a massive audience worthy of a papal mass. Pretty amazing for some rockers once considered subversive not too long ago by the Cuban regime. We've got a different sort of Cuban musical history for you now. It's about a song that I'm guessing you've heard, I don't know, 1,000 times, but maybe you don't know its full story. Reporter Valerie Hamilton is here to correct that.
Oh yes, you have heard this song before. Still going strong after more than 80 years, Guantanamera may be Cuba's most successful export since sugar. Guajira Guantanamera means country girl from Guantanamo. The song's roots go back to rural Cuba, but it first became famous with a Havana singer named Joseito Fernandez, who performed it on his radio show starting in the 1930s. Yo tengo como ricas. The song is not actually about that country girl. That's just a catchy refrain. But if you don't know the rest of the words, that's okay. Joseito didn't either. He made them up every week to fit with current events, kind of like a musical daily show.
He's singing about some political scandal or the price of sugar.
Peter Manuel is an ethnomusicologist in New York and an expert on the song.
He would compose on the sort of news of the day, and they would be witty and clever, and that would be the main point of it.
About the time of the Cuban Revolution, that changed. A Cuban composer took verses by the 19th century independence hero José Martí and made a kind of patriotic musical mashup with Joseito's tune. It caught on, and soon everyone in Cuba was singing it. That's how it went global. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. This is a recording from the summer of 1962, a year after the Bay of Pigs. A Cuban music student played Guantanamera for the American folk singer Pete Seeger at a festival in upstate New York. He loved it.
It's a beautiful song. And it's the kind which a lot of people up here could sing because it has a chorus which is not too difficult. I'd love to learn it.
He did more than learn it. He recorded it on a hit album and taught audiences all over the U.S. to sing along. A group called the Sandpipers picked it up from him. Believe it or not, their version went to number 9 in the U.S. The album came out on 5 continents, which was the 1960s equivalent of going viral. Since then, Guantanamera has been recorded hundreds of times by everyone from Celia Cruz to Jackson Brown to Pitbull, and a lot of artists you may not have heard of. There is a Soviet disco version. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. And a pop version translated into Japanese. Free software activist Richard Stallman recorded his own protest version, where the country girl is instead a prisoner at the U.S. camp. Guantanamero, soy preso
Guantanamero. It's a very catchy melody, and anyone can sing the refrain. All you need to know is Guajira Guantanamera, or some syllables that sound like that.
Or some that don't.
You're getting sacked in the morning. Sacked in the morning. You're getting sacked in the morning.
Andy Lawn is a self-appointed historian of British football chants. It turns out that Guantanamera, refitted with insults, has been a classic in the stands of England for decades.
It's massively popular. It's probably, I would say, the most popular tune that you hear in English football grounds up and down the country. It can be anything from your support isn't very good, only less polite, who ate all the pies. It's adapted and adapted so many times, but the tune is always the same.
It's been reused so many times and in so many different ways, it's perhaps appropriate that this unofficial anthem of Cuba has become an official anthem for recycling. Sweden's Pantamera Recycling Authority turned Guantanamera into a jingle and sponsored a series of songs to go with their name, which means deposit more. Yeah, do. Panta, panta, man, empty box, yeah. We'll leave you with one of them from Swedish rappers Ohund and Third Eye, with a music video featuring plastic bottles dancing to the recycling bin. After all these years, halfway around the world, Guantanamera is still singing the news of the day. For The World, I'm Valerie Hamilton. Helt ensam och kall. Och jag så tydligt att du behövde en hjälpande hand. Ja, du var skrinkig, smutsig och blöd som fan. And that video, the Swedish recycling anthem, even features a dancing recycling bin. Something you don't see every day. We have that video and other covers of Guantanamera at PRI.org.